We're going to spend the next few minutes diving into one of the main topics in President Trump's speech last night. He told Congress he's requesting one of the largest increases in national defense spending in American history. Specifically, Trump wants to boost the Pentagon's budget by $54 billion. Reporter Dan DeLuce covers national security for Foreign Policy magazine. Dan, is what Trump is calling for really one of the largest increases in national defense spending in American history?
I think anyone who works on the defense budget or follows these things would tell you no, and that's very misleading how they're portraying it. It's really a modest increase if you compare it to previous budgets under the Obama administration. In fact, there were large increases in the defense budget after the 9/11 attacks and then in the surge in Iraq during the Bush presidency. So it is misleading at best and probably inaccurate by a logical kind of measurement.
What is this proposed $54 billion in more money going to be spent on? What do we know about that?
Well, actually, we don't know, and they haven't said. It's a number that got floated out there, and it's pretty arbitrary at this point. The Defense Department will now go over this and figure out what they're going to do with that money.
Last night, President Trump said he wants the U.S. military to win. He said that last night. He says it throughout the campaign. And I assume in his mind, a hike in the Pentagon budget would help make that happen. But interestingly, he didn't mention last night the conflicts the U.S. troops are already involved in, like in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Could you translate an increased Pentagon budget and apply it to things that would help the U.S. win in those countries?
Well, that's a very good point. And a lot of critics are saying that actually there is not a logical connection between those two things. So if you're fighting militants in Afghanistan, the Taliban or Islamic State in Iraq or Syria, you're fighting militants that do not have aircraft carriers or naval ships or really tanks even. They have AK-47 assault rifles. They have mortars. Maybe they have artillery. You know, they have these very simple drones now, but they have roadside bombs with fertilizer and very crude weapons. So billions of dollars really isn't the problem. These conflicts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria are largely counterinsurgency campaigns. There's a huge political element to this. You know, ISIS obviously seeks to exploit the alienation and the grievances of Sunni Arabs in those areas. So really, the air war that's being carried out right now in Iraq and Syria is not cheap. But in the kind of scale of U.S. defense budgets, money is not really a problem when it comes to fighting ISIS. Now, if you have a conflict potentially with modern military forces like China or Russia, that's where you need to spend a lot of money to counter their weaponry.
You just mentioned Russia and China, and it's interesting because the president didn't mention either country last night. Give us a reality check on how those countries' militaries compare to ours.
Well, first of all, if you take the numbers, no other country comes close to the U.S. defense budget. You know, it's roughly in the range of $570 billion. A distant second is China, and they spend maybe $130 billion, roughly. They know they can't match sort of a lot of what the U.S. has in the air and on the ground, but they've looked for weak links in the armor. So they've developed a whole range of different kinds of missiles that can knock out an airplane potentially, even knock out a warship at a pretty fair distance. And so the U.S. worries about losing its technological edge against the Chinese in particular.
Dan, you talk to people at the Pentagon all the time. What do the different branches of the U.S. military say that they want from any increase in the defense budget?
That's a good question. I mean, every year, each branch of the armed forces has a wish list. For the Navy, they have a big wish list. They feel that the fleet needs a big investment, a fleet of ships, and they want to build more ships. The Trump administration is talking about building an enormous number of ships, like 350. That would mean building dozens, which is a really ambitious idea and possibly won't happen. And then, of course, they have these nuclear-armed submarines that are incredibly expensive. The Army has been struggling to figure out where it belongs in the scheme of things, and they have looked at trying to improve their ground vehicles. So they talk a lot about that. And, of course, they also want to spend money on their helicopters. And then the Air Force has some very, very expensive big-ticket items that are already sort of being built and underway. So there's the F-35, which is this new fighter jet that's, you know, not coming along as quickly and as cheaply as everyone hoped, but apparently it's going along better than it was maybe a few years ago. The Marine Corps is the smallest of the branches, and they've already downsized, so they just sort of want to maintain what they have.
Dan DeLuce is Chief National Security Correspondent for Foreign Policy Magazine. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.